Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
I got two things that I think will entertain us. But first, let's remind everybody about the contest. You can get $20 free for doing very, very little. I mean, really, if you haven't entered at this point, you're an idiot.
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, the odds are definitely going to be in your favor. Just, you gotta like us on Facebook and go to our Facebook page and then hit the share button and then share it with your friends. And then head over to iTunes and write a little review of us. Give us a rating and a little review. Make sure the names are the same. Or you can, like us on, follow us not Facebook. Well, I mean, do that obviously, but, what was the second option? Oh, follow us on Twitter. @mentionus to all your peeps. And then head over to iTunes and write a little review and make sure the names are all the same.
Keep the names the same. If you missed a penis on Twitter, make sure you missed a penis in your review.
Yeah, because if you're Mr. Vagina, we're just going to assume it's somebody else.
Right.
That's why you're really given names in the first place. I mean, that's why you're given a name. Also, so kids have something to call you in school when they make fun of you. Like, they have some basis to call you, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Did anyone ever have... do you have any nicknames?
No, because Keith doesn't really work with a lot.
Yeah, that's true. It's already as short as it's getting. Well, yeah, I mean, you would think. So... yeah, I wasn't sure if like there was any other things that people just call you. Like, you know, sometimes people really love nicknames and yeah. They will shorten it down as much as they can. Like eat to a single letter if they can. Like, God forbid you utter more than a syllable.
Yeah.
Although this coming from two people whose names pretty much only are one syllable, but
yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I had any nicknames. I don't even think I really had any kind of like mean nickname, you know, like Smelly Kelly or something.
Smelly Kelly. It's like that Seinfeld episode with Mulva. Yeah. He's like, sign smelled. cherry dingleberry.
I didn't have any of that because again, Keith doesn't really work with anything.
Yeah, you're right.
If I was in a gangster movie, maybe they would call me Keith the Thief, but
right. But you are not.
But at Roosevelt Intermediate School, I was not a thief, so therefore.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have required you to be cool.
Yeah, yeah. And turned to a life of crime very early in my life.
That's true.
Yeah, but even Bo Dalla doesn't really.
Now, was there a period in like high school or anything where people called you by your last name?
Because
I feel like high school into college boys love using last names.
Yeah, I think there was a brief time, but really. I think part of that too comes from if you have a name, like were you called DiNicola?
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah, in like high school I was.
Because Greg's a pretty common name.
Right.
So there are probably many Gregs, many Johns, many Joes, but I think in my high school there were like two Keiths.
Yeah.
And one wasn't even in our grade. Like one was a couple years younger than us, so we knew. You could use contact clues to figure out what Keith was being talked about.
Right.
So, I think a little bit, but not really. Yeah. I haven't really ever gotten nicknames. I mean, you were probably the first person to really just start giving me the nicknames.
That's probably true.
Babalu, I think, was your favorite.
Babalu was the first, the first nickname I gave you.
And then there was a time also, where someone in our circle started calling me the Keith. So he would introduce me as to other people as the Keith.
The Keith.
So then some of them would call me, and I was like, I don't know if that's really a nickname, but it's just, I mean, I guess I am the one in this group, so it's fairly grammatically accurate, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you were the only Keith that we're friends with. Well, and still.
Yeah. There's only one. It's like, Keiths are like Highlanders, basically. Yeah. Huh. That kid in high school, he didn't survive freshman year because I had to cut his head off and absorb his power. So it was
that younger Keith.
Yeah, I didn't know about him. He was new to town. We met in the hallway between Woodshop and Home Ec, and that part's actually not a joke. Home Ec and Woodshop were right across the hall from each other, which I always thought was funny.
Nice.
But yeah, we had a little battle. Lightning was flying around. Queen was just in the background screaming. So, it was pretty fucking awesome.
I mean, it sounds like an epic day at middle school.
That was actually high school.
Oh, high school. Sorry.
I mean, it was pretty fucking epic. Only topped by the time that our football team almost won a game. That was pretty.
Pretty really?
Intense. Yeah.
See, now, despite not being athletically gifted, I went to a school where the sports teams won everything.
Oh.
So, like, our football team won the state every year. Or not every year, but they were in it every year. They won it several years. Like, they played in the hockey championship, and it was actually in the Boston Garden. Like, I mean, hey, I didn't participate, and I really only went to the hockey games. And by that, I only went when it was, like, important.
Right.
But, yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Why you went?
I don't know why I did any of it. I don't know.
My high school career, I cannot tell you anything about any of our sports teams besides the fact that I'm pretty sure they sucked. I mean, they might not have. I think they did because I don't really remember them ever, you know, doing anything important. The only time I went to a game was a basketball game because I was taking a journalism class, and one of our assignments was we had to go to a sporting event and then write about it.
I mean, to be honest, I never really paid much attention to what was going on with my school, but it was one of those things where, like, I went to one of the bigger high schools in the state, like, you know, and it was in Boston. It's a pretty famous, I'd say famous school around here, but very well known. And so, like, they would be in, like, these huge games, and it would be in, like, the newspaper and stuff. And I could have cared less, but, you know, you hear about it, or, oh, they won last week. I'm like, I don't know if they won. There's so many fucking people in the school. I have no clue, but whatever. It was a big ass school. I was a little fish in a big ass pod. You know?
That's a real motivational speech. That was like watching Hoosiers or something.
That was not motivational at all. It was more like
you're all just little ass fish in a big ass pond.
It was more like fucking De Niro at the end of Raging Bull.
Yeah.
Ready to just absolutely just a shell of a human being.
I've completely blocked out, like, I would say I forget 90% of high school. I cannot tell you what my GPA was, what I got on the SATs. I'm not really entirely sure I can tell you a majority of my teachers. Like, even ones that I kind of remember, like, stories about. Like, I had this health teacher. She would always, every year that I had her, she would always comment about how her and her husband had always said that if they had a son, if they had a son, they would name him Keith, but they weren't going to have kids. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, she says they decided not to have kids, but what she doesn't tell you is that her uterus is as barren as the desert.
Well, that's just, that, I mean, that's sad. That's just depressing.
I'm sorry, that's the mood I'm in, clearly.
But it, I mean, it's probably true. She was like, yeah people, we decided not
to have kids. What they didn't say is that nature pre-selected me to not be able to have kids because I shouldn't reproduce.
Yeah. She was always very nice to me, so I always wondered if she was like, because I guess they had decided to have this kid named Keith, which I always thought was weird. Like, that's a kind of a random name to, like, be like, oh, well, I thought if we always had a kid, we would name him Keith. Like, you know. It just seems like a weird decision to make. But anyway, I always thought that even though I feel like she probably wasn't that old, she was probably like, this could have been my son.
Yeah, maybe she did kind of think of you, especially because there's not that many Keiths. You know, it's not like she was like, oh, Michael. And then there's 15 Michaels in the class, you know, then it kind of kills.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But
maybe that would explain why she was so heartbroken when I cut the other Keith set off and absorbed his power.
No, that is possible. I don't know. I had somewhere to go right here. I had, like, it was on the line. Oh, the Keith.
Yes.
Now, I gotta say, like, the name Keith, she might have really liked the name Keith. Maybe, see, to me, the name Keith exudes this kind of good guy feeling about to me.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't known many Keiths. I've known only 3 Keiths, maybe. But every Keith I've ever met, I've always liked. There's always, like, something about it. Like, Keith is just an easygoing guy. And maybe it's because there's not that many of them. But I never met a high-strung Keith. Or not in a bad way. So, I don't know. Maybe, like, I probably wouldn't name my kid Keith. It just, Keith DeNicola, I mean, that just doesn't really go. Right.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
But, you know, it's like, I meet a Keith, I'm like, he's probably all right. And I'm not just saying that because of you. I'm just saying Keiths in general seem all right. I decided this before I met you. Yeah, if anything, you go against that. No, I'm joking.
Well, not entirely. Well, no, I mean, it's true, but the, you never see, like, a news report that's like, and tonight's top story, nationwide manhunt for Keith. You know, it's always like, it's a Jonathan or, you know, some, let's be honest, Hispanic name or, some foreign name, or it's like
Muhammad,
Jonathan, or like Cletus.
You keep going back to Jonathan.
No, I feel like, cause they never say they're like, cause John sounds too friendly. There was something I saw in the news where they were like, John, like instead of saying John, they were like, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Police are on the lookout for Jonathan.
No, I feel like there's a lot of, short names too. Like, you look at like serial killers, they always have like kind of short names.
But they always have 3.
That's true. Well, a lot of them.
A lot of them.
I was thinking like Ted or Jeff, or, well, I guess he was Jeffrey.
Yeah, I mean, well,
if Jeffrey Dahmer was straight, do you think he would have gone by Jeff instead of Jeffrey?
I think he would have gone by Geoff. It's spelled with a G.
He just would, if he had been straight, he would have just changed the spelling of his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he would have gone by Joffrey.
Okay.
No, I think maybe sometimes they, like the serial killers, they shorten the first name to make their crime seem not as bad. Like,
so rather than Ted Bundy going by Theodore?
Yeah. Cause they're like, okay, so follow me on this logic here.
Okay.
On the news, there's a nationwide manhunt for a guy or a statewide manhunt for a guy. And they're like, they're looking for John Clancy. That doesn't sound real bad, you know what I mean? Like, it almost seems like the guy got lost, and, like, he's an old guy that they couldn't find. You know, like, oh, we're looking for John Clancy. Yeah. But if they're like, we're looking for Jonathan Clancy, people are like, oh, like, that sounds serious. Like, because it's the same thing that, like, when your mom calls you by your full name when you're in trouble.
Uh-huh.
They use the full name, so you're like, oh, that guy's in trouble.
I can't. No, you're right. Go ahead.
Follow me on this, though. It's the opposite, though, with serial killers, because their crimes are so heinous, they're like, when we talk about it, let's try and soften it and bring people down a little bit. So instead of going by their full name, we'll give them the nickname and make it seem not as bad.
You think so?
I think so.
See, I was going to go kind of the opposite and say, no, not that they were going to try to make it sound bad, but because their acts are so heinous and because it brings such widespread attention that we know so much about them that even their middle name comes into it, it's like, oh, it's not just, you know, Keith that robbed the liquor store. It's, you know, full three-namer. Well, who is Son of Sam? David Berkowitz. No, that's not a three-namer. Damn it.
Well, see, the three-name thing is actually more like Assassins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
John Wilkes Booth, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Here, let's look up three-name killers real quick. Why do so many assassins have three names? I don't know. It's often assumed that three names are used to identify an infamous killer so as to avoid cases of mistaken identity, so others named Lee Oswald wouldn't have their reputations besmirched. Good word. For example, but some of the most famous three-named assassins identify themselves as such before they committed their crimes. Well, this is a long article. Oh, here's something. There may be an abundance of three-name killers for other reasons. Would-be assassins might embellish their own names to sound more grandiose. Middle names were a point of pride when they first became popular in the United States in the 19th century. Or it could be a kind of feedback loop. Modern killers want to emulate their role models. So because other people went by three names, now all the killers want to go by three names.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What was the name of the guy, the sniper guy in Washington, D.C.? I'm pretty sure he went by three names.
Oh, the D.C. sniper?
Yeah.
John Allen Muhammad.
Yeah. That whole thing was weird.
Oh, it really was weird.
I mean, obviously.
It was, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's kind of an understatement, but.
How do we get on all that? Oh,
well, we were talking about nicknames.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We started off with nicknames, and then we ended up on that. Where were we going with nicknames, though? I don't know.
Something piqued my attention to my interest to ask you if you ever had nicknames.
Yeah, not really.
As someone with, you know, I've always had several nicknames, and I'm someone that gives everyone nicknames.
Now, what have your nicknames been?
So obviously my full name is Gregory, so Greg's my nickname, or Greg's my name. I mean, my parents don't even call me Gregory ever, even when my mom's mad at me.
Did you do it when you were a kid, though? You don't remember? You blocked it out?
Maybe. Okay. I don't remember that she didn't, but I don't ever really remember her calling me Gregory. But other than that, my nicknames, I used to be called, I always used to wear a Duke Blue Devils cap. And for a long time, I was just referred to as Duke.
Okay.
Yeah. In high school, I was Dina Cola. And increasingly so, as time has gone on, people just refer me to me as G. Now, most people don't, but it's becoming increasingly more popular, I feel like.
Okay. I have never called you G, and I never will.
I don't think anyone really close to me ever would. But I feel mostly like places of work and stuff. Like, especially when I've worked in the kitchen, like, they'll all call me G.
Okay.
Or even at my current place of employment, a lot of people call me G.
Well, like, there's an explanation for that, but we'll leave that alone.
But I don't know.
You can cut that part out, by the way.
That's fine. But I've never attempted to push any sort of a agenda with a nickname. Cause I really don't care.
You mean like you were trying to give yourself a nickname or?
Yeah, I've never been like, oh, well, you know, cause like people would be like, well, my name's James, but people call me, you know, Leaf.
Well, yeah, like they.
I've never done a people call me. It's always just been, oh, what do you prefer? Greg. What do they call you? Greg. You know. And then people just take it as they go.
What do they call you? Greg. What do you want to be called? Greg.
Greg. Yeah, you're always like, oh, Gregory, what do you want to be called? Just Greg. Just fine.
Yeah, just Greg. There. Greg's good.
But see, I've always gotten nicknames, and I've always just given nicknames.
Yeah.
So.
It's, but you can never give yourself a nickname.
You people try.
Yeah, but it never works.
It's like George with the T-bone thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-bone!
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work. I mean, you can attempt, but you have to start early.
Right. You can't start in your 30s trying to get people to call you T-bone or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like, you have to suddenly, or you have to just go to a completely new area, and when people ask you your name, you just give the nickname that you want.
That's true.
Like, that's how you gotta do it. You gotta walk in, and like, if somebody starts talking to you, they're like, hey, what's your name? That's when you go, T-Bone. And then they'll be like, what? And you can be like, oh, well, that's just a nickname I got a long time ago.
So right.
That's what I go by.
And no one's ever going to know the difference.
Yeah. And people are going to be like, oh, okay. Like, I didn't, unless this person's a psycho and looks up your high school yearbook and they're like, wait a minute. Nobody signed it T-Bone.
Yeah. And then honestly, if that person's looking up your high school, you probably got bigger issues than them figuring out your real name.
Yeah. You probably got to kill them. Like you're probably going to have to kill them before they kill you. It's that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't, but you can't do that.
Like, no.
It's not gonna happen. So the point of all that, though, is to make sure that your names match when you enter the contest, so.
Holy shit, I forgot how we got onto the nickname thing.
I wasn't sure, and then it suddenly hit me. One other thing I want to mention about the contest, though, is if you have fulfilled any of those parts already in your following of us, if you've already written a review and you like us on Facebook, then all you have to do is just share the page, like go to the page and hit the share button and send it out to your friends. Or like if you've liked us on Facebook and you've shared the page, then all you have to do is like write the review. And it doesn't have to be now that you do all the parts. If you've done any of them already, then you can, fill in the parts that you're missing.
Yeah. You're not excluded from joining the contest.
Yeah. 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 We welcome everyone. But I had somebody ask me about that. So.
Speaking of the contest, have you ever participated in the contest? The contest?
The contest from Seinfeld of seeing how long you can go. I haven't.
Huh.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
And?
How? It was like a week and a half.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. You know, there was three of us. I was actually the first to go.
Now, did you, when was this?
This was in college.
So did you walk into the dining hall and slap down money and go, I'm out?
That's it. No. I think I admitted it at dinner one night. it was me, Chris, and Dan. Dan actually won.
Well, that's not really a surprise.
See, I thought he would be like the first out. It did surprise me.
See, I can see Dan being the. Yeah, I can see Dan being the longest one out of those three. Yeah.
Huh. Well. Yeah. But you know, it was a good test to see our willpower, which isn't very strong.
What was the wager?
It was $20 each. Man. Yeah, it was enough that you didn't want to lose it.
Right. Now, is there any, like, great story about how you lost the contest, or was it just finally you were like, ah, fuck it?
No, it wasn't like the naked girl across the street or anything like that, or John F. Kennedy Jr. or anything. No, it was just, I think what really made me succumb was, so to speak, was, I'm pretty sure it was like the perfect bad timing. Like I went the week when we started, and then my girlfriend at the time, I was supposed to like see her that weekend or something, and I didn't see her. Something, I don't know what came up. And so it was like that next weekend or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I was like, you know what? Forget it. This isn't even worth it. And, I had to give in.
Now, was it, I hope it was at least worth the $20.
I'm glad that we did it. I'm not saying it was worth the $20. Is it ever worth $20 to jerk off?
I hope she's listening right now and she's just like, what?
I doubt it. I don't know.
She's like, I wasn't worth $20?
No.
You're going to get a nasty letter. Sorry. After this.
Nah. This is a long time ago. She probably doesn't even know I'm still alive.
She's probably sitting there going, this could be me he's talking about, but I didn't know a Greg. I just knew a guy named G.
It was G.
I dated a guy named G for a while. You don't think it's the same guy?
He told me to call him G Money. I don't know what that was all about. He started this thing. He was trying to get people to call him G Money out of nowhere. He was already like 20.
He kept trying to get me to call him G Bone, and I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. He kept asking if I want to ride the G train. What a creep. So, that's about it. Maybe someday we should, I don't know if we could. I was going to say maybe someday we should try it and do it on the, you know, results on the podcast, but
I feel like we should get more people involved in that though.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. We should probably get at least like 4 people in.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta get 4 people in. And then we'll work on it.
Okay. For future happenings.
Yeah. That's another thing that we'll table for the future. The other thing though I want to mention is there's a new website out there. It's called podcastland.com.
Is it like TV Land for podcasts?
Yeah, I guess so. It's podcastland.com. It was started by this guy that I know through the podcast subreddit on Reddit. And the whole point is like whenever you go searching on like podcast directories and stuff, it's always the same ones that come up. It's always like you know, like, Smodcast and The Nerdist and, Mark Maron.
What's that? WTF?
Yeah. And Adam Carolla and like all those are the ones that come up the most. And Joe Rogan and NPR and all those. And like everybody knows about those. Anybody that like pays attention to podcasts knows about those. So what he's doing is he's trying to keep all of those out of this directory and really make it about like the smaller ones, the more independent ones. So you can actually find like new stuff to listen to and stuff that you wouldn't normally find going through like iTunes or other shit.
Right.
So it's podcastland, all one word, .com. Right now I think we're actually in the top five.
Oh.
It just launched today, which is, Wednesday. We're recording this. All you have to do is you go to our page and the link is on Facebook and I'm going to tweet it out in a little bit. You have to put in your email address to vote and there's a little box you can uncheck that says, let me know who becomes the podcast of the month. Uncheck that if you don't want to ever receive email. And then vote. You're going to get one email, though, to confirm your vote. I think it's his way of confirming that, like, you know, people aren't trying to scam the system.
Yeah.
So do all that, and then we may get chosen as the podcast of the month, or, you know, we may get bumped up just in the rankings and stuff, which would be a huge help to us. So if you're willing to do it, even if you have like a spam account that you don't really use that often, use that one. I don't really care. You know, if you are worried about getting something, just use your spam account because everybody has one. Use a Hotmail. If you can still log into a CompuServe email, use that.
Netscape Navigator.
Yeah, if you got a Netscape account, try that. Just go on, put in your email. You'll make sure you can still log into the email and then just verify the vote. But that'd be pretty awesome for us. It's a good place to go and you can check out, like I said, other smaller, more independent, podcasts. That's the word I'm looking for, podcasts.
Right.
So, which I definitely recommend. There's a few on here that sounded pretty good that I already downloaded. So, I haven't had a chance to listen to them yet. Cause like I said, this just launched today. So, but yeah, definitely check it out and vote for us if you could take a few minutes and let other people know. Like if you know other people's emails. Just be like, hey, I'm gonna send you an email and I want you to verify the vote. That's all you gotta do. And then just put in other people's emails and just say verify vote. Just do that. Just put in like your mom's email. Put in your grandmother's email because I'm sure you probably have the password because you probably set it up like 8 years ago.
That's true.
Like put in granny's email, everybody's email, just put it in and vote for us.
Sexygranny@AOL.com.
Oh. Wait, that was your grandmother that I was talking to?
You're in the AOL chat room now?
Yeah. It said kids only, but I... those tits were definitely not a kid's.
Everyone knows that that's just slang for old people fucking.
Kids only.
When you... I know we've discussed old internet habits before, or yeah. Not habits, but now when you had the AOL for a while, right? Or did you never have the AOL?
No, I had the AOL.
You had the AOL. Did your parents put parental restrictions on you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. I did, like, when we first got it, they gave me, like, the teen one or whatever. It was terrible. They put my sister on the kids only, and like you log on and you can't even go to a website. It just automatically brought you to the kids section of AOL.
Oh, But, couldn't you get around that though if you just like you connected to AOL and then you opened up Internet Explorer?
Yes. Okay. Eventually I figured that out. But you know, when you first start out, you don't know that stuff.
I'm pretty sure they didn't, because one time I tried to go to the White House website.
Oh, whitehouse.com?
Not what I thought it was.
No, it was not.
It was not what I thought it was. Yeah, that was bad.
That changed. I'm pretty sure the government finally bought whitehouse.com.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
I think so. Because for the longest time, that was porno.
Okay, whitehouse.com is not porno, but it's one of those, like, blanket sites that's like, hey, here are related links and sponsored listings and...
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I just heard that it was no longer porno.
It's not. It's definitely not owned by the government, because here are the sponsored listings. Beautiful Asian women.
Nice.
Meet thousands of Asian sweet girls from China, Japan, Thailand. Join. Online content now on TV. CougarLife.com. Official.
Oh, yeah.
World's sexiest lingerie. Beautiful Mexican women. Meet Russian women free.
Now, who wants to pay for Russian women?
Kegel exercising. can help you exercise your pelvic floor. Find out how. Cute girls across Russia.
Wow. It hasn't changed that much.
I like the tagline of this. Open the way to Russia girls, blondes, brunettes, and acres of fun.
Acres.
I don't know if that just means like they have big tits, or if that means like they're fat, or just they're very spread out.
Or it's just, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a little play on the fact that Russia's huge, but.
Let's see. And then this one is kind of a weird diversion, but it still makes sense. Ford F-150 test drive. Take the F-150 for a drive. Test drive one at your Ford dealer.
Oh, nice.
And then the last ad is, top 10 lesbian dating.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So, that's fun. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So it's not porn, but it's also not,
okay.
The White House.
I was mistaken, but it's not what it used to be.
Yeah. As I recall, it was very patriotic. But just with a lot of tits and badges.
Yeah. I don't really recall. I do remember going on it on one of those old shitty Macs that you had in school in like the mid 90s.
Oh, the ones that you could make speak?
Yes, those ones.
And you would try to make a curse, but then you realized you had to spell it phonetically?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, so I remember going on because I don't know. I felt like maybe I did know. Maybe someone else told me and I didn't believe them. Or maybe I just wanted to, you know, be a little risque. And I went on it in the middle of, like, the class or whatever. And some other kid was like, and then I quickly X'd out of it. So
that was the kid's reaction.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, these kids, they don't know what's going on. It was some dumb jerk off.
I had a news article that I had found, that is just ripe with possibilities here.
All right. I love things that are ripe.
This comes from my sister-in-law. She doesn't know that she gave me the material. She just posted it on Facebook and I was like, holy shit. Now to give people some backstory here. Our friend Andrew, who was on the podcast, a while back, says that he can defend himself against the bear with a knife.
I think he actually thinks that he can kill it. Like, I don't even think he thinks he can just fight it off. I think he thinks that he can take it on.
Like just destroy the bear with the knife?
Like, he would get into, like if him and the bear went back 10 paces each, turned around, and he went at it with a knife, he would win the battle.
Okay.
So now, that's... We should get clarification on that, but...
We should, but we won't for now.
What's the point?
So either he thinks he can take one on and fend it off, or he thinks he can kill it with a knife. I am now more inclined to believe him because of this headline that comes from Fairbanks, Alaska. Fairbanks man fends off grizzly bear with fist.
Nice. All right.
Let's see. Punching isn't a common defense against a bear, but it seems to have worked for a Fairbanks couple awakened by a grizzly at the Sourdough Campground on the Richardson Highway. Sourdough Campground?
Ooh, this is a real happening place. Just a hub of activity.
That sounds like a made-up place. Sourdough Campground.
You know what? You know what it does? It sounds like a level in a Mario game.
Yes.
Next level's the Sourdough Campground.
Welcome to the Sourdough. It sounds like a weird version of like Candyland, where they're like, let's replace all the candy with bread.
That would be awesome.
Sourdough Campground, Rye Village, Pumpernickel Peak.
See, now that is good. Pumpernickel Peak.
I'm trying to think of more types of bread. That's all I know. Ciabatta Creek.
Ciabatta Creek. Yeah. It's harder. Some of the other breads where it's just like the names of country or names of ethnicities. It doesn't work as well.
Like Italian bread doesn't really work.
Italian island.
That just sounds like a salad dressing there.
It just sounds like Sicily.
it's where all the Breadland characters go to get whacked.
Yeah. It's where all the criminal activity happens in the Breadland. The man fighting off the band.
Oh, yeah. I only read the first paragraph and I'm still lost in my place in here. Jason Lawson and Liz Powelko were awakened about 6 a.m. on Labor Day by shaking and the entrance of a bear head or maybe a paw into Lawson's side of the tent. All right. So it was basically like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Little pigs.
He just claws his way through the door and then sticks his bare face in. Here's Johnny.
It'd be awesome.
Did that bear just talk? I think it did. Do you think it's gonna try to eat us? I don't know if we should be concerned.
Too bad we left all this meat around.
Yeah, we really shouldn't have left all this stuff around, but that's, I don't know. I mean, he's talking, so I feel like he shouldn't eat us. But
maybe he's a friendly bear.
Yeah, I don't know. Meanwhile, the bear's like, I'm right here, guys.
Can hear you.
His face is just still stuck in the tent.
In fact, I do shit in the woods.
I do, yeah. I do shit in the woods. Cause I could shit in the river, but you know what? I don't shit where I eat. So.
Unlike you, I'm not stupid.
Yeah. I also don't leave food around to attract other bears. I don't leave fish around because you know what? My cousin Marvin, he might come by. Fucking hate that guy.
Marvin the bear. Yeah.
They moved up to a cave up the mountain. They won't shut up about it.
They think they're such hot shits.
Yeah. They always talking about their cubs. Fucking asshole. He comes down. Oh, did you hear what my cubs did? Fuck you. You know what? Me and my wife, we choose not to have cubs. It's a choice, okay?
Never mind the fact that my urethra is too thin. I can't get sperm through it.
Yeah, you know what, though? If we did have a bear, we would name him Keith. All right?
We always wanted a kid. We'd name him Keith.
Yeah. The guy in the tent's like, you know what, Keith's my name. Guy's like, my name's Keith. Oh, well then I'm not gonna eat you then. I'll just leave. Hey, you know what? Just to be sure, can I actually check your wallet while I'm here? I just want to make sure you're not lying at me. And the guy in the tent's like, oh shit. What's worse, lying to a bear, or, you know, just punching him?
Punch him.
Well, let's find out how that works out. I was sort of asleep, and at first I thought, geez, this is really tossing and turning.
What's this? Is he talking about his wife?
I don't know. Then I realized what was going on, so I sat up. Maybe he thought it was like wind or something.
Yeah.
Right. The best quote, though, my first reaction was to punch, so I did.
I really wish it was his wife. It's like, hey, honey, I just gotta go out and use the bathroom. Punch right in the fucking face. I'm not endorsing any domestic abuse. I'm just saying.
Let's see. At the time, Lawson didn't have his glasses on and doesn't know what part of the bear he made contact with. But he's just like, I hit the bear in the balls, I guess. I don't know what happened. But whatever part of the bear entered the tent shredded the inflatable pad he was sleeping on.
I had a really sharp face. The bear just shaved. He had stubble.
He looked kind of like Yogi Bear, just a little bit of stubble there, and just poked right through. Or apparently bears have razor-sharp dicks.
Ooh. He just stuck his dick in the tent?
Yeah, it punched
him right in the dick.
That's honestly right now the only way that I can think that a bear would be like, I'm going home. Cause like, if you're a bear and somebody kind of punches you, like I feel like you would just get more annoyed. Like I'm a bear. Yeah. Like if a kid punches you, you're not like, fuck you, I'm going home. You're like, you son of a bitch.
Right.
And then you really want to punch the kid. Now you don't because of society and shit. They say you can't do that.
Because of society.
But like if you were in nature and we were, you know, just animals, you would just punch the kid. You would punch the kid back as hard as you could because the kid punched you.
Right.
So I can only think that like if a kid punched me in the balls, I'd be like, all right, I'm going home. Like that's fine. I'll leave.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking he punched the bear in the dick, but then that means that the bear shoved his razor sharp dick through the tent and burst his air mattress.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
After the encounter, the couple found the jacket Lawson had been using as a pillow soaked in bear saliva. I don't think it was saliva. It might have been something else. And it reeked of fish.
No, it didn't. Does it say that?
It says it reeked of fish. I did not make that up. I swear to God, it says reeked of fish. Again, I don't think it was bear saliva, but indicating the bear probably had its head or a head in the tent. The article just says the bear had its head, but I mean, let's be honest here.
Yeah, well, no.
The couple was returning from a trip to McCarthy in Wrangell's St. Ellis National Park and had arrived at the campsite late the night before. They didn't cook at the car camping site or bring any food into the tent, a common cause of bear tent invasions. A common cause of bear tent invasions.
Wow.
Let's just look at that for a minute. Apparently, bears invading tents is a very common thing. So common that they have a list of causes.
I hope that they got like a little guidebook on bear tent invasions.
Yeah. What to do when a bear is invading your tent? Punch it in the balls. The couple estimated the entire bear incident lasted less than a minute. They described the bear as a relatively small bear, but definitely a grizzly. From her side of the tent, Pawelko said her response to the incident reminded her of a time she once flipped a boat on the Nenana River and had to react quickly.
These people are just all about the outdoors, huh?
Let's read on to figure out how that reminded her of it. She's like, it was like I was reminded when I flipped a boat and I went in the water. I had to react quickly. You know, so we were in the tent. All of a sudden, something was flipped and I was soaking wet all of a sudden. And then I had to react quickly. Well, how'd you get soaking wet? I don't know. I smelled the fish, though. So
just got a keen fish sense yeah. to her smell.
It was like an essence of just fish. Fish and ammonia, I think, is really just what it smelled like. I remember I was just waking up and there was a violent shaking. There was this downward pressure coming against me and my brain instantly went to, oh, this is a bear attack. What do you do in a bear attack? You holler and get your bear spray.
Bear spray?
Yes.
What is that?
Apparently that's a thing. Because she then says that's what she did. The bear spray, which she shot at the bear after she left the tent, went into a headwind and wasn't effective. But the bear, either from the yelling or the punch, retreated about 30 feet.
What the hell is in bear spray? All right, we have to figure that out at some point.
We'll look that up in a minute. It stayed about 30 feet away, watching them until they got into their vehicle and drove toward it, she said. So all of a sudden, the bear is trying to get in their tent for whatever reason. The guy punches the bear. She picks up her bear spray, sprays it at the bear. The bear runs away, and then they get out of the tent, and they're like, you know what? Fuck you. They get in their car, and then keep driving at the bear.
Really?
You would get away from there.
You know what I would probably do? I'd probably just lock myself in the car. Like, I might not leave, but I would just lock myself in the car and wait till he was gone.
Would you start the car?
Maybe.
I would start the car in case the bear started to charge towards the car. I'd be like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Also depends on how cold it is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, this was Alaska, but it was September, so...
I bet it's pretty cold.
I would guess it's probably maybe in the 40s, in the 50s. So,
you might toss that heat on, but
might be bundled up, but I think I would be doing it more for the getaway. Like, I don't think we'd get in the car and I'd be like, okay, I think we're good now. Honey, are you cold? Do you need me to put the heat on? Do you need that?
Do you think you'd be all hopped up on the adrenaline?
Yeah, and I think I'd be like, I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. That fight or flight, with me, it's all flight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like 90% flight unless the other person is another Keith that I'm like, I gotta do this.
Fuck with this Keith?
Yeah, I gotta take this Keith down so I can, get more powerful. So, but really, I'm gonna say I'm 95% flight. So I'd be like ready to get the fuck out of there. No matter what was still at the campsite, even if it was this girl, I would just leave.
Mm.
No, I would probably take the girl. let's see. So, and then they drove towards it. And then I guess they just ran away. Although having a bear invasion was an unpleasant surprise, they feel lucky because of the specific circumstances of the incident. Pawelko said the bear happened to respond to the punch and the yells, and after it retreated, they were lucky because they were on a raised tent platform, which made them look taller. Most importantly, they had enough light to see what was going on. There's a lot of providential things that happened. I'm glad the bear waited until daylight. So wait, they were on a platform?
You think maybe the tent was on the platform?
Well, it says, because they were on a raised tent platform.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, maybe the tent was on a platform?
Like a wooden platform?
Yeah.
That's like hardly even camping. I mean, it's more camping than I do, but that's not saying much.
Maybe the bear thought it was like a little hill or something and actually just tried to climb it.
I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't trying to fuck the tent. It was like trying to climb the tent just to see what was on the other side.
And its dick just kind of fell into it.
Well, yeah, maybe the dick just kind of felt like it put its claw on there and it was like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, well, you know what? Let me just stick my dick in and find out what it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I usually try to figure out how things are.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. I don't know what this is. I'm just going to stick my dick in it. Sometimes you get rewarded. Sometimes you get in trouble. let's see. Bear spray. Also called pepper spray.
Oh.
Is a form of pepper spray used as a tool to minimize injury due to bear-human conflict. I think I've heard of this actually before. I think bear spray is a stronger form of pepper spray.
Okay.
Doesn't really say that, but... counter-assault bear deterrent spray. Yeah, I think it's just a more, like a stronger form of just regular pepper spray. Because I think if you use regular pepper spray on the bear will be like, this is a minor inconvenience, and now I'm just pissed off, and I'm going to fuck you up more.
Probably, yeah.
The only downside? One-time use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever seen any bears or anything not in a zoo?
No.
I saw some eating out of the garbage once.
Really?
Yeah. And then it was up in New Hampshire. So okay, I was saying,
is there a bear roaming the roaming Quincy? Are you sure it wasn't just a great big fat person?
No. It was in New Hampshire. And we were at some hotel resort type thing, and there was a mama bear and its cubs going through the garbage, and the staff of the hotel just kind of chased them off with paintball guns. They shot them a couple times and they took off
with paintball guns.
Yeah.
This is a weird question, but out of curiosity, do you know what color?
No, I don't. I am colorblind.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. See, because I was thinking it'd be funny if it was like pink or something like that.
So you got bears walking around pink on them?
Yeah, and they come back and they're like, where the fuck were you?
It was some sort of a weird club.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it was like the papa bear coming back and the mom bear was like, were you at the fucking bear strip club again? You said that was the last time. See if I do anything to your razor sharp dick anymore.
Yeah, the next time you stick it in my tent.
This isn't happening. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, kudos to these people who just fended off a bear with his fucking fist and a can of bear spray.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, it's more than I would be able to do, I'm sure. I'm decently impressed. Usually you just hear about these people getting mauled, or at least one of them, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, it was terrible. The bear ate my stupid husband or whatever.
What news report are you watching? The bear came into the tent and it ate my stupid husband, but that's okay. I don't care. You know what? I was seeing this other guy on the side. And, I mean, between you and me, I think he might be the father of my kid. So whatever, you know, I mean, I'll collect the life insurance and, you know, we'll be all right. It's fine.
It was basically over anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we hadn't fucked in a long time. So he thought we were going to on this camping trip. He didn't know that I was gonna give him the divorce papers now, but
I was actually on my period, and I believe that's what attracted the bear.
Hey, are they attracted to blood? I think that they are. I don't know. I'm no expert, but
in a roundabout way, I was responsible for his death.
Yeah. Let's see what the 26 comments are. I guarantee one of them is like, this guy's gay.
Okay.
Second comment, probably an inflated account, but out there, you never know. So this guy's already like bullshit.
Yeah, he's already calling bullshit on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, that's not the second comment. No, maybe it is. I don't know. These seem to be out of order. Should have pulled guard and went for an armbar or triangle choke. This story sounds very reliable. Probably his dog after a night hitting the old brown jug one too many times.
Who calls it the old brown jug?
Apparently, hyped SB.
Hyped SB. Alright, hyped SB, you weirdo.
Another unverified bear story. The FDNM takes anyone's word.
What's FDNM?
I don't know.
What's the name of the publication this is from?
Oh, good call. Fairbanks Daily News Miner.
I think that's the answer.
Well done, sir. If you put a bunch of pink plastic flamingos around your tent, tends to keep grizzly bears away. Bear spray works the best if you apply it in your armpits and hair. I've done it a few times, and so far, no bear ever got near me.
So...
Just don't even bother. Did I miss something? I thought it was clear that this article was about a bear attack on the Richardson, not mining on the Taylor. Ah, local humor. Local humor. I love it. A bear attack on the Richardson, not mining on the Taylor. Oh, this guy's a genius. Hang on, let me see if I can figure out what that was in response to. Cause Black Isis said that, and then Dog Watcher responded, it was too easy to resist. Oh, so maybe this is what Dog Watcher posted. Maybe they should file a claim against the feds like they do in chicken for legitimate mine inspections. Then part.
This is way too, like.
Then part.
What a bunch of yokels. I'm surprised they're even posting on the computer.
Let me see if I can read these like three sentences without laughing. Maybe they should file a claim against the feds like they do in chicken for legitimate mine inspections. Then Parnell could get out and jump up and down about federal campgrounds not having armed and flak jacketed officers. Boo. It's so stupid. I don't get it. I can't even figure out from context clues what the fuck is going on.
I think you have to live in the area to really.
I think so. Let's see. Nobody replied to that though. In quotes, legitimate mine inspections. No begging the question there. Nope, not at all. let's see. When pro guides, this is unrelated to that local humor, I think. When pro guides, hunters, aka wardens, and hunters in general, no Bambi lovers or martyrs, were quizzed on what they'd rather have in their hands in bear country, all preferred a firearm while in bear country. If you're not accurate with a firearm, you have no business being anywhere. There's a possibility you may encounter a bear. And if you're responsible for others' safety, you need to get between the bear and them, regardless of whether you have a gun, spray, or the power of prayer. Alaskans are tired of paying to find your sorry ass in bear country due to pure stupidity. Now go have fun. Well, that was an uplifting.
What a just angry son of a bitch.
That was Frank. Now, Frank got a lot of slack for that, it looks like, because Yota 99714 said, "Gee, Frank, I wonder how the old-time Athabascans got along without your advice out there, THAR, in bear country." And then Frank says, "Gee, Yota," because she said, I'm assuming it's a she. She said, "G Frank," so he's saying, "G Yoda." Oh. In bear country you are. Mm. G Yoda, perhaps you could propose to UAF a study to be initiated to determine what the Athabascans used first, spray or guns. Inquiring minds like yours would like to know the answer to that age-old question. Personally, I don't know and don't care, but that's just me since I live in the present moment. Then Yoda says back, have at it, Frank. You seem to be an expert, you do. And then Frank said, not enough time in the present moment, Yoda, as I got two hunters to fly away a bit north. Handle this for the other inquiring minds, would you, pal? And then Yoda said, have at it, honey, with a little winky face.
Oh. Ooh, have at it, huh?
So I think Alaskans are pretty close to Canadians in, like, their ability to throw down.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
they're
almost, like, obnoxiously, like, kind of polite about it.
Yeah. Let's see. It sounds like they handled it well. Oh, a positive comment. Right now there's a young bear out there thinking, holy cow, what just happened to me? Oh, wait, and then Frank's back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know what? Frank's other post was posted after this one. So Frank posted this. Happy to see all went well with your encounter. Yes, bear spray isn't too effective when sprayed into the wind. Headwind, but it doesn't much affect bullets. But it doesn't much affect, I guess he means the spray and not the wind. I mean, his, it doesn't quite make sense, but we'll go with it.
Frank is just such a fucking curmudgeon, you can tell.
But then Frank got really pissed off. There's probably a downside to using bear spray in a tent too. That was from Grizzly Bear. That was probably the bear itself.
He's like, hey, dummy.
Do you guys realize I didn't even get any bear spray? I saw them pull it out. I was like, fuck that. I got out of there. She sprayed herself. Jack Flack.
What a dumb bitch.
It didn't say she sprayed it in the tent. It says she sprayed it after exiting the tent. And Grizzly Bear was like, which assumes that the bear will be nice enough to stop messing with you long enough for you to both exit the tent.
Ugh.
And then they say bear spray tagline, natural selection in a handy aerosol can.
Uh-huh. Very, very clever.
And then let's see. This is in response to Frank's other thing. You could unload a firearm on a bear and it could keep coming. You have to be extremely accurate with the firearm. Bear spray's spray pattern has a diameter of about 6 feet. Yes, it shouldn't be deployed when downwind, but when not downwind, it is much easier to use than a firearm to stop a bear. Oh, so maybe in response to that, Frank was saying, well, pro guides, hunters, blah, 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 we're quizzed on what they prefer to firearm. If you're not accurate with a firearm, you have no business being out there. Okay, so maybe that was, but then he's assuming that like these people that he's talking to are not Alaskans.
Yeah.
And it doesn't actually say that these people aren't Alaskans either. Right? I don't, they were returning from a trip.
Yeah, it doesn't say they're not, I don't think.
It doesn't actually say where they're from.
I mean, they could just be from another part of Alaska. It is a big place.
Yeah, I mean, like, they could be... Oh, wait, hang on. Richardson is the highway. Okay, so that's why she said it's about a bear attack on the Richardson, not mining on the Taylor. So maybe the Taylor...
Wait, her last name is Taylor, I thought.
No, nobody's last name is Taylor.
I thought her... Oh, okay.
Her last name is Pawelko.
Oh, right, Pawelko. Never mind.
So here's my other question. Here's my other question. Are they married or are they just camping in sin?
I was going to say, I think they're camping in sin.
Maybe that's why the bear came.
Yeah, he's like, you two are just fucking around.
He was like, hey, guys, let me see your marriage license right now.
We don't do that in Alaska.
Us bears don't do that. I get married, my wife takes my name. That's how it fucking works around here. So you better take his name, or else I'll be back. And he's saying all that, and then he gets punched in the face. And she sprays him with bear spray.
It just devolves into an orgy of violence.
And he's like, fuck you, I'll be back though. You better have taken his name when I come back here.
Yeah.
Man. But I was amazed. I was like, fends off a grizzly bear with his fists. But really, it's like his fist and then bear spray. And then also they got in their car and drove towards it.
I mean, it was more the situation rather than just him punching it. Like, it's not like he got into a fist fight with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I had only read the headline, and I was really hoping that it was like he wrestled the bear, basically.
Yeah. Would be cool.
I was hoping it would be like a more exciting version of, there was a episode of like American Pickers where they met a guy named Bear. They were like, why are you called Bear? And he was like, well, when I was a kid, when the circus came around, there's a part you could wrestle a bear, so I wrestled a bear, and ever since then, they've called me Bear. I was hoping it'd be like that, and the guy would be like, well, I just wrestled a bear. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's how I roll. I don't know what you pussies do on your weekends, but would you do grill on Labor Day? Fuck you. I fought a bear off of my bare hands.
But you dumb cunt. You're not tough.
I punched a bear in the nuts, all right? That's what I did. But somebody brought up a good point. It's not entirely verified that it was a bear, so they could just be making the whole thing up.
Yeah, I mean,
they have pictures of the tent being shredded, but still, maybe it's, maybe it's like a, I don't know, just a really big guy. Just a big guy. Just with his
jaws from Bond.
Well, no, I mean, maybe it's just a rotund man in a fur jacket who likes to stick his dick in things.
Maybe it was just, so you're basically saying it might have just been me.
You don't have a fur coat though, do you?
I don't need one. Have you ever seen me without a shirt?
Good point. So really, Fairbanks man fends off naked Italian with fist. All right. So remember, contest and podcastland.com, and we will see you next week. I'm Keith Bodelo.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Thank you for listening, and remember, no regrets, and if you're getting attacked by a bear, try punching it in the dick.
He won't like it.
But not an actual suggestion condoned by anyone who has ever been attacked by a bear. I'm